you see the total, every
That's essential.
But sure, I tell you, one of the most impressive men I've met was Secretary General of CENTO.
Yes, and I smart, so.
Child, damn, he was smart.
But, you know, take your personal relationship with world leaders. You talk to Pete Peterson. Twice this week, State came in and said, I'm not talking about Bill, but Ned Sanders. But I'll call his attention to what you said
Yeah.
on the invasion. said it for
I think you should say this. The president asked me to call you back and say, and he said, Mr. Ambassador, he heard what you said, and he wanted to be sure. He says, now, the one thing that you must understand, as far as bombing of the North is concerned, there have been these missiles that have been fired, and there will have to be some strikes on those missiles. I tell him. And strike the shit out of a few other places. And it's not bothering.
Well, no, this one next week, the advantage of this one is
everybody's talking about it.
That we can call it protective reaction while blasting the bejesus out of them. We don't even have to go a lot into the supply business.
No, I have a basis for that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we can call this protective reaction. And we can say, did you notice I got it a little bit? I said, we are going to hit those things and it won't be tit for tat.
Yes.
You hear that? Now, that's a good one.
But the press, for example, I had several press queries prior to your press conference. They thought you were going to announce a strike last night.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
So they are all set for it.
Press must be climbing the wall, but they must be angry.
Oh, they are.
Because, you know, they hate to be heavy over their heads.
Well, the night before it, the radio broadcasters, and a number of them came up to me, as I told you yesterday. Said, we don't know what to ask him. He only had a conference 2 weeks ago. So
you know, it's not a true match on that. As I said 2 weeks ago, and I'll say it now for the benefit of the television.
That was
made it appear they batteries are not recorded.
That's right.
What do you really got?
Oh, that was very subtle.
That was a stinking thing to say, but it's all right.
It wasn't a stinking
thing to say. It was. I know, but.
No, you said everything very moderately.
But you see, by saying it on television, I always react that way. Believe me, I've never erupted, as you know.
But
you've got to be on television, or otherwise, if you do it in your office, the press will go out and say he snarled, nasty. Even when I'm on, sometimes they say he was nervous and so forth.
Yes.
Do you remember when I wasn't?
Yeah.
It's 3 or 4 times they write that. I probably said I was nervous last night. If they write all nervous last night, I wouldn't quit.
It was, what was, yes, that last night, the strength, the knowledge, the self-confidence. I think it came
up.
Oh, yes. That was a spectacular performance. But it wasn't just, if Kennedy had spectacular performances, but there was nothing behind
it. He had them all the time.
Yeah, but he didn't have this combination of subtlety, complete command, nor did he shape it himself. He got together a few smart alecky answers. McNamara, when he was in yesterday, said he never would have believed that he could think this, but he now thinks that if he'd been a cabinet member under you, he could have done more than under Kennedy, which is unbelievable for
he
him.
Could.
And I believe that's
right. He's smart. Really?
You'd know how to use him.
Oh! We like smart men. He's supposed to be here.
Right over their heads.
One out of three times.
Third time.
He's observed. No, we actually don't share the case. And this idea, not on a soft element, but on a soft or second.
I see he's done. I don't know how you can do much more.
And I thought Bill throwing in that figure 499 times, which it's not true, because we got the state for it. But the 167, I know you got it.
I think I told you. I think you missed two, I think it was 501.
No. But the 167, remember, backed me up, as I told you.
Oh, I know. That's right.
Let me say it. What I would like to get this morning, if we could, Elsa, what would you see?
There's more here. I just didn't tell you how American gentleman analyzed me.
I thought it would be useful to see, just want to see the current situation so that we know not their purposes. There are two purposes. One, if we could get our game plan in mind. Bill is going on next week for the press conference on Thursday or Friday. And what did they do?
Well, what I'm going to see you
is to see how you deal with it. But now it's going on Monday. What is the night?
Well, no, I'm going before the committee will release that report.
But you can testify in public session.
Public session.
Well, that's what I mean. You're going on. That's what I mean. You'll be going on in public session on the 9th, but that's basically will be, you're going to try to, that will be zeroing in on the ABM.
It'll be on the ABM and the total overall defense procurement still. That's the sort of thing I'd up to.
What I personnel. I think our units report, if you had any questions on the other, I would think that your questions, as I said, you could use you to give it a big.
I'll try to stay away from it.
Stay away. And so you can go on the next week if you want. What I thought would be good, Bill could go on, assuming everything is, don't commit. Bit about Wednesday, we'll take a look at the drill. And then I think Bill could go on all of them. The reason Bill would be want to ask is that I want to be sure that we're not doing anything.
Because you're not being clear on that.
So if you could have Thursday or Friday, okay, you will be going to
Thursday.
Now, could I ask you one thing about when you go on? And could I suggest this? And this is very important in the case of both of you. You go on for purchase of the television. I have a feeling that you do better. Television. First, I wouldn't go on too early in the morning. I think the 11 o'clock thing is great for papers and all that. They don't need all that. I'm inclined to think about 3. 3. 4 is too late. It doesn't get. 4, they'll use something for 2 or 4 or something. About 3, if you can go on, then they'll pick up enough of the wire. Now, if you do, and then, of course, have just a little chopped up that they can, they'll only use it for a minute and a half. What time do you usually go on?
Usually 11.
Let's tell you about, why don't you have McCloskey talk to Ziegler as to when our guys find that the best television time. When is your hearing?
The hearing is 10 o'clock.
Good. Well, we'll have that fine. Now, the second thing we want, the main thing after we get through this very brief rundown here, is the situation with regard to these missiles that are being fired across here and what you want to do about that. So I think we ought to, I think we have now set up the situation where we are in a position to do it, and let's do it and get it over with. And, but I don't want to just tit for tat.
On the missiles? We're firing at the missiles. Now, the other thing that we haven't fired at is we haven't gone far forward with the pass ceremony, the tree pass.
Right, is that can all be related now. If you're firing a few missiles and so forth, the whole thing can be ready if you do it.
But whether we hit the missiles right now.
Well, in the next 48 hours, I think you could do the whole thing, do the pass area, where there are also missiles.
That's the only authority we haven't gone for.
strongly urge, and I know Mellon already said, I asked for this president, so I asked Akers to send me his evaluation, and it's extremely interesting, don't you think, Admiral?
Yes, sir.
And I can use that to help you, just read it, and I think it's good for your staff, because it's a, I don't believe any Pollyanna attitude of anything, but Abrams is a cold fish, right?
Fair.
And particularly the thing that was most impressive about him, the reason I said it last night in this conference, is what he said about the spirit of the Army. That's what I said, the spirit, there's a word that he used in there, which I would suggest you get out and use your press conference. He said, spirit of the spirit is the, but it's a little colloquial phrase that he had in there about the spirit, and I use that. And that, don't you agree, is the important thing here, is that whoever built the Ark would even fight this well.
Oh, I think they question about this.
By themselves.
It seems to me that this is going, in terms of the way that the plan originally and what we foresaw and so forth, just about to what we expected. I think they've done remarkably well by it.
Point two, could I suggest this? Now, before Bill goes on, if he goes on Thursday, get Abrams and Bill together, Abrams and Bunker, to send a joint wire in, of course, actually, to all of us, so that Bill can have it, so that he can say, I have just received a wire.
Well,
that's
here one every week.
Well, you see what I mean? It's a funny, it's an interesting thing. It's like a lawyer quoting a case. You can say, I just received a wire from General Abrams. They don't believe us. They may not believe him, but they're more likely to believe the two of us. Sure, that's good. But that's good stuff to have. If there is any good stuff, if it's bad stuff, I forget it.
And President, I went out with this early article that was done tonight. It was a big fight right here where the took the Ark and under fire, meaning the adult beat under fire with artillery, and they killed 325 of them right here. Just yesterday,
the tanks full of tanks there, too, according to Abrams.
Yes, sir. They have lost, now according to the estimates, 73 now.
73.
Yes, sir. And all say that these tanks,
incidentally, I've become an expert for everything. These tanks, as I understand, are not the kind of tanks that we usually think of. So they are not tanks. These are mobile artilleries. They're isn't that right? They're really used. They move them around for artillery purposes rather than just tanks in the sense of carrying. Or am I wrong? Is this right here?
No, there are three kinds of tanks now.
Yeah.
Six, which is a very light, really armored amphibious vehicle. And that's where they had the most of them.
Sure.
Then, for the first time, they have the T-34 and the T-54,
and what are they?
Which are heavier tanks, so then they have 100-millimeter guns, and they have heavy armor.
Aren't they usually really stuck up their artillery, they put them over?
Yes, but that's the way they use them, because of the terrain, they don't have any choice. They have to run.
They aren't used as tanks you usually use to go in.
In waves, yes.
Leading infantry, and then going around. That's what I meant.
Most of those destroyed by our
veterans have been. Yeah, the fire
charge, that's more than the.
Rather than the leading charge of infantry, which we think of tank battles of in a normal sense.
That's right. They've been the armored carriers, though.
I see.
And that's what they first started taking off of. And they have usually tanks against Southport Base 31. We have several photographs of them now destroyed by them.
Even those photographs up to now. Some of them have been picked up, the photographs of the.
Yeah, we should show those.
When were they signed out? 6 months ago?
No.
Crash basis, and I suggested getting more current pieces of pipe. that's going to happen. I would assume they could just move them all over there and come in. Is that possible or not?
Not without being contested by us. We have our own blocking positions up here. Our patrol now, 24-hour air patrol, taking a look with flag ships and gunships. We have these two fire-based support bases, 30 and 31, and we know by and large where they are.
Now, what's your view?
Say this is simply a reaction to the
Now tell me what you're doing.
This will be a tactical airstrike, and it will cross the border up into those routes.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I'm turning everything.
Bill, it doesn't look like an invasion for the reason that if they're going to go in there, they're going to be, there's no way they can get out there in 3 or 4 days. Matter of fact,
no way. All the way from the invasion.
Nobody knows a damn thing about it. It's such confusion about my mind as long as it doesn't, what we say doesn't make it seem as if we're trying to.
Well, I think all this is a,
let's get our line of talk. I think it seems to me that this could well be described as protective reaction. Or do you, what do you think, Bill? Or
well, that's the way we'll handle it. Probably others won't, but
that's what I call it. Protective reaction.
Sure.
Protective reaction. And to what Bill said, I think it was in the December 10th conference where I said it, or earlier, where I said that protective reaction meant that we're, and last night, as you know, so I left it open where I said it would not be tit for tat. And I said, all right, they shot these missiles, we've been taking it, now we're going in a protective reaction. Of course it wasn't tit for tat. And that's just, we want to tell them to quit doing it.
Destroy the missiles and they're
surrounding. And the complexes, if you could say we're going to destroy the missiles and the military complexes that support the missile sites.
Yeah, okay.
How's that?
And the missile defenses.
Missile defense is fine.
That's okay.
You don't get along.
I was actually expecting it. We got a lot of phone calls yesterday asking whether the president was going to announce a retaliatory strike with his sandbar.
Okay.
Well, yesterday we could have done it.
No, we couldn't. No, I'm just saying, my friend, it would have been the mentality.
All right.
We're all set.
Now, is there anything else with regard to this thing that is, that concerns me? Is it, are we, what about Key's complaint that we're not giving them enough air power and so forth? Is that just politics?
Or politics,
Mr. Right. Wait, now, what can we do, Bill, about, I think something ought to go out to Bunker 12. I guess nothing needs to go. He knows, he just, he can't keep
it. Yeah, there's nothing to do about it.
All right. The other thing, if that comes up, though, we should have the other point is, are we doing enough in Chuck? Now, as I understand, 75%, this is a very good point that needs to be made. You know, when you talk about that the South Vietnamese can hack, everybody says, oh yeah, with our air support. But in Chuck, it's 75% their air, as I recall. Is it not about 75%?
Yes, sir, about that. I have it in the record.
And they're up, and are not the North Vietnamese divisions they're fighting in Chuck good divisions?
Yes, sir, they've been their best. They've been there for a long time.
So they're Work.
Now they've been, right. They've lost 900 or so men per division. And I think, of course, they're going to lose many more.
Is there anything more we can do in Chuck? Because Cambodia, you know, can be, if that thing stirs up a little while, we'll get some help down there.
No, sir, I think we're under control. It's going to, there's a plan to go 1 July.
Yeah.
We have more time weather wise.
Do you need any more air? Is there any way we could? Anyway, for example, we could put in some more air at this critical point. What I mean is, whether in this area or the rest, in other words, or are you doing this on the basis of the budget only allows us to that, just let me know.
Well, we've got 14,000 sorties in the bank that they haven't even touched on. As far as the budget is concerned.
Use everything. Now is the time to pour on for the next couple of days, because from a political PR standpoint, Germans for their stupidity got panicked and took a couple of divisions off and were on the railroad and never got into the battle and used the lakes for the rest. Main thing is this, Admiral, you know those were the best, those guys that lived for warfare and so forth. The main thing is, for God's sake, my friend, this is our last pop. Let's be sure that we don't everything we can do. Now, I mean everything. The only thing you can't do is to drop a nuke. Anything else, do it. Now, I don't know, are you running those little torpedo boat things up there and all those other things?
Yes, sir, we have it running. We have it running out about that.
Now, one other thing. Is there any chance of any raid in the north by the South Vietnamese? Could they put on a little commando raid up there? Henry's going to be shocked at this, but I think it would be very, very... They're artillery right at the moment. But I mean a commando raid. Anything they could do?
Well, I may be able to go to these PT boats to look into that.
PT boats?
Yes, these raids that we've been making with the PT boats.
Right now, keep them off. Keep them guessing. Keep them guessing.
Well, we were making that paint with that carrier in there, and then I thought as soon as that carrier started going back and looking at those raids off there.
And now
they're PT boats the next day.
You're devious enough to think of something that will confuse the enemy. Now you think of something.
Come on, now we gotta go over and test it back.
You are aware, I think, Mr. President, you really like that when you sent us into those tattoo clothes and grilled cheese, there was one of those pictures.
Yeah, right. That pipe couldn't have possibly been blown over there at that time. I mean, but the only reason we had it back here, quite frankly, was there so many.
It is.
We're trying to see that we sent the teams in, they did a job. That's why we've done everything we know how to hang on to this little piece of real estate.
actually, I don't think it's going too bad. They've got what he considered the
interesting. The whole Laotian thing seems to have cut down the interest in Cambodia. Apparently, they're not comfortable very much if they were okay as well.
But they're still fish shot, the refinery. They're still busy. We just don't see it in the papers or the television. It's been totally taken over by the Laos thing. I must say, I was absolutely riveted last night at your press conference that you got exactly two questions on world affairs that didn't have to do with Southeast Asia. One on the Middle East and one on communist China, Senator Hook. There might have been a third, but I think there were only two.
Salt.
But when you consider that half an hour on world affairs and it was all on Southeast Asia.
Salt matters. It's because all they see are television. But one thing that's important to do was to create a credibility gap in the press. And I think a lot of people are going to have one after that. After last night, I looked out for that television cameras and every night after that, you heard it was going to expand the war and increase our casualties. Now they were wrong.
I thought it was an excellent press conference. I mean, the guy who accomplished your objective in spades, in my opinion.
How do you feel this thing is picking up apparently here? Is that your judgment? It's breaking now.
There's no question we're going to have a hell of a fight with Mr. President.
Yeah,
they just
can't. But you think they're doing better now, apparently. It's all right. I mean, it must be.
Well, I think they are, but it's going to be a land-facing rock and socket fight before it's all over.
Sure.
And I think it's really just beginning, so.
Just the beginning of a long war.
Well, I mean, of a battle.
No, there's a long battle, yes. Yeah. That's my feeling.
The North Vietnamese can't give this up. You know, if they do, they're thrown in their hands, in effect. And they've just got to fight it, and they've got the men there to fight it, and I think they're going to do it.
Yeah, but if they don't make it, I really don't know where they could go strategically from there.
That's just the point. I mean, if you get a standoff by May the 1st, whatever the date is, you won. That ought to be the maximum you want.
Well, as a matter of fact, filing orders with the South Vietnamese state and labor first. That's enough. Now, they've caused a hell of a lot of havoc already. I
lived out of
that. And Torrey grows up. And so forth. It's got to. You can't look at those maps without realizing that some things have happened, can you?
I think that the, you know, let's unfurl this thing and go back to where we started. If we were sitting here today having the same meetings we had 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think we would come to the same conclusion again. Let's try it, knowing what we do in the headset.
If these four divisions and 100 tanks get debarged into line code in August and September after we had drawn down some more troops, they could really get a lot of us.
You have to do this, in my opinion.
I
mean, even if the South Vietnamese get a bloody nose out of it.
That's a good thing to get out, you know. And you're talking, if you would, you know, because you see people, and I know you shouldn't. You know, the people you know, you can talk to, that you point out the purpose of this was a revenge strike. Which it was.
I spent some time talking to our old friend Joe Alston yesterday. Pointing out.
He understands it.
He understands it. But I was able to get a perspective on this and so forth.
Well, from you, and you know, you can face on the fact that they said, I've asked you to talk.
Well, gladly, I believe it.
You've got to tell them it's the truth. But right now, let me put it this way. If we fail in Southeast Asia, this country will suffer a blow, but you will never recover the power of power again. I know this. This wasn't true before. You could have failed at the beginning, you could have failed even in the middle. But you can't fail after staggering through 6 years. You can't fail and say, no, the United States just didn't have it when it came. You see, that's the whole problem. And right now, that's why we've got to do everything we can to make it succeed.
States now, see, by staying and fighting this war, we got to win. And by winning, I don't mean conquering North Vietnam, I mean assuring a reasonable chance for South Vietnam to live in peace while having a communist government imposed by force. That's all. Do you agree?
I do.
Or you
this will help this battle because
you know those people out there.
That's right.
No, this will have conviction. And whether you try to knock down those or not, but it's going to affect the Sahara, so which will affect our post people in Thailand, of course. It will affect the Malaysians, and obviously you're already in the truth. It will affect the silly little Filipinos a hell of a lot. And beat back most importantly, like the Japanese. You agree? I agree. Japanese are watching.
And the Indians.
The Indians, so I don't care what happens. But
the
other
yeah,
way,
I guess that was just something I admitted to
you. But don't you see my point? We've got not to. Henry, how do you feel about this? This is a.
I think it's a.
Yeah, you see, it's the point. It's the point that then we did it because we thought it was right 2 years ago. Now we have to do it because the United States cannot fail.
I had a very interesting experience.
What do you think, Al, before Henry answers?
Do you agree with it?
Very much so.
But I had an experience, Mr. President, with a group I haven't had a chance to tell you about. Presidents and student bodies from 10 universities who were in here. And they were very late, of course, all over the place. And then I said to them, answer me this question. I know you want to get out of that one. But let me ask you this. What would look back from 73 to 74, what would impress you more? The president goes on television now and says it was all terrible I'm getting out. Or if he sticks it, comes out with arguing in the country or with the communists, sticks his roof, and afterwards you've got to say we may not like this at the mistakes, but that's what they said they were going to do. Which would impress you more? And actually that. They didn't say the second would impress us more, but they said we'd like to think about that. How about education? That was amazing.
Yeah.
A year ago, they would have said, well, you stupid bastard, you ought to get out now. And they were good of that student, of that part of these students. But it wasn't friendly to the administration. It's quite different from what it was a year ago. So I think it was
sensible. Well, what happened at the moment is negative, and it will continue to be. Television's creed in Dallas for 3 weeks. They've shown this horrible killing. They show the helicopter people. They show the South Vietnamese getting killed. And the people get the idea that the United States is taking a hell of a winning. That's why we go in.
Yeah.
This country doesn't like to lose. This country doesn't like to lose. We have got to win this. And I just feel so strongly now that's why we popped them here. Often here has done the same is true, Capital U.S. We have to realize that we have to have Capital U.S. where we'd be today. We'd be finished.
Wait a minute. They could. Oh. They would have come into 74 to go by now.
But now,
I've had no personal reservations about any of these decisions, Mr. President. I was with you all the way. I mean, these are my profound convictions. I think that the United States, if we stick our tail between our legs and come slinking out of Vietnam, is effectively, as you say, finished as a world power.
Now, looking at Cuba, let's turn it there. Do you still, my conviction is very strong, we cannot relent in our policy toward Cuba. I think, you know, there are arguments for the effect of the Chilean Treaty, how you can know, and sort of thing. All fragmentary arguments. Problems in Cuba are enormous. They are still, of course, in our revolution. So, we throw in the towel of the Cubans and the effect on the rest of Latin America could be massive, encouraging that, encouraging communist Marxists. I I think that what I'm afraid is the wave in Latin America anyway is going to crash onto the beach a lot faster. And it's a lot easier for this country to handle Cuba the way we handle her now than to start these little pacifying moves, you see, right, which are really cosmetic and which just make it difficult to face the problem.
No, I don't want any of those, let any of those pacifying things get in there. You know, well, they can, but we're going to be sure that they're tricky, because I put no, and a hell of a lot of she's come through this office on that much. You know? I'm sure you're going to do this or that or the other thing with the damn Cubans. No. No. do, but we've got to not assume that the Catholic Church is going to, let me say, the Protestant Church is anything worse. I can say that being the Protestant, they're horrible. I mean, except for the Billy Graham fundamentalist type, most Protestants, like my Quakers, are pessimists or worse. That's what it is. The Catholics now, the Catholics, this rock bed, at least we have communism. Some of it they've got to get through the Catholics. What has happened to the church? They must know this in Eastern Europe. They're just, I mean, they talk about the Polish Catholic Church.
Yeah. The Polish Catholic Church goes pretty good.
I know. But what they allow them to do, the Polish Catholic Church is allowed to do more than most. But nevertheless, I mean, they don't have the kind of freedom that they really think the Catholic Church ought to have. That's what I mean.
I thought you saw the Polish Catholic Church had gone over.
Well, the Polish Catholic Church is conservative as hell. Oh, I know that. In fact, in all the Eastern European countries, the Catholic Church, whatever left of it, is conservative. But usually having the brown nose, the government. good place for the VR to take a quick